It's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, this is Jay Stu, and I am proud to finally have on the show a guy I've known for 31 years, and we're going to revive the Geek Survey once again. So welcome to the show, Colin.
Thank you for having me, Jay. I am pleased to be here.
Thanks, man. And I will note that you might not want to think of it, but you are a little bit of a geek.
I am.
We first bonded in 1984 over a little movie called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes, we did.
Which was awesome. And then, of course, all the times we went and saw Die Hard in the theater when that came out.
Had to be at least 50.
Something like that. It was up there. So I'm going to give you a little bit of the geek survey. And it's easy questions. Nothing you have to think too hard about.
All righty.
All right. So we'll start you off with maybe an easy one. You can give a couple answers if you want.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? It's probably still going to be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, that movie never grows old. And we were talking earlier today, they're talking about rebooting it, and they shouldn't do that.
No, leave well enough alone.
Cool. Now, the answer I like to hear the most, what's your least favorite movie? What's a movie you couldn't stand that stole 2 hours of your life that you wasted your money on? You can have a few answers to this one, too, if you want.
Farlop, Ishtar, Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keep.
That was bad. Dune?
Dune sucked.
I remember we walked out of Dune to buy tickets for another movie.
We did. It was bad.
Yeah. Those worms and stink.
Yeah. It really wasn't good. As far as, let me see, sci-fi movies.
Or any movie.
Any movie.
Farlap.
Well, I try to stay away from any Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about that, but
no, he was one of the reasons that ruined Man of Steel for me, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Superman's father, 47 years old, looks 70. It didn't work for me.
No, not at all.
But God bless him for getting sucked up in the hurricane. Because, you know, that was good.
Yeah. Okay. What about TV series? Do you have a favorite show of all time?
Probably as far as of all time?
Yeah, of any show. It doesn't have to be sci-fi or anything like that.
Well, I'm old, so I'm going to say probably Rock for Files is one of my favorite shows.
That's a good one.
And as far as stuff I'm watching now, I occasionally like Supernatural when that was on. If I don't even know if it's still on.
Yeah, I think it is.
Supernatural, the new Flash series is really good. Big Bang Theory.
That's a good one.
And I really got nothing. I don't watch a lot of TV.
I'm going to take this opportunity to bring up a show that no one else in the world remembers except you and me.
Okay.
Late 80s, early 90s. Wise Guy.
Wise Guy, great show.
Great show. Ahead of its time, I think, with the arcs and stuff like that.
Totally.
I think it could have gone a few more years if the lead star hadn't quit.
Well, yeah, that was all management problems. But, yeah, it was a great idea. They had 10 to 12 episode arcs.
Yeah, which you see a lot of today.
Which you see a lot of. But, I mean, it kept it fresh because, I mean, as soon as the show got old, the arc changed, and a new storyline, you know, ensued. So that was a great idea, rather than the series just burning out and dying, which a lot of them do now.
So for those of you out there that have never heard of Wise Guy, go search it out, because some of it's on DVD. And that's awesome.
When did it start, 89?
I think a little bit before that, actually. Maybe 87, actually, or 88.
It was really good. The best series, well, we'll never find Wise Guy Rock, so why even mention that? Can't find it. That was the best arc.
Yeah, music rights.
Sonny Steelgrave, start out with the first.
Yeah.
Very good series.
Very good series. I'm going to give you one that might make you think a little bit, or maybe not. If they were making a movie out of your life, who would you want to play you in the movie?
Who would I want to play me? say... That's a tough one, Jay. You stumped me.
I'm sorry. It had to be done.
I would probably say... Okay, I'm huge, by the way, so I've got to pick somebody large, I think, to play me. Don't I?
Whoever you want. You want Patrick Stewart to play you, damn it, you pick Patrick Stewart.
Okay, based on acting ability, I would choose Gary Oldman to play me.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Gary Oldman as Colin.
Let's say if it was the early 90s, it would be either Bruce Willis or Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes. Andrew Dice Clay would be more anatomically correct, probably. Gary Oldman for his acting abilities. And, yeah, I would probably say him. Or James Garner.
That was cool. As a bonus question, who do you want to do the soundtrack for the story about your life?
Queen.
There you go. Very cool, very cool.
Freddie Mercury.
With Freddie Mercury.
I don't want Adam Lambert anywhere on my soundtrack.
Or the guy from Bad Company?
No, I don't. I do not need... No. That was a mistake anyway.
That's a... Nice.
1.4 kilometers. And the, left on to do.
The GPS is finally kicking
GPS
in.
Contributed. Nice. It wants us to turn left towards Hamilton. So I will choose Linda Hamilton to play me.
Linda?
In a movie.
From The Terminator?
Sure.
All right.
I'll have tits.
All right. There you go. There you have it. That would be some inspired casting. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to see the new Terminator movie?
I don't know. I didn't see the last two, I don't think.
The last one was terrible. New one involves some time travel, and Matt Smith's in it. Not as the doctor.
Then I will see it.
Oh, GPS. You know so much.
Now that you know that I like Linda Hamilton.
That's awesome.
She showed her breasts in the first Terminator, so...
She did.
Sold.
To Michael Biehn, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Nice.
Reese saw the Hooters.
Kyle Reese.
She wrote him, actually.
Yeah. And then John Connor came as a result of
that. Is this censored? Like, is this for kids?
No, you don't have to watch your language or anything.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, I totally would have banged Linda Hamilton for the first Terminator. She was pretty hot. She worked out for the second one. That was pretty good. But, she looked a little too muscular. I like my woman a little fluffy with a little...
All right.
A little bit of flesh on their ass. Back to you, Jay.
Oh, where to go from there, from that segue? Boy. Oh, all right. Here's one that might make you think. If you could have three fictional characters over for dinner, it could be from any medium, movies, TV, comics, books, who would you have over?
I have over for dinner. Okay. Any medium. Freddie Mercury from Queen, because I'm a big fan. I don't know what we need, and I don't really want to go there.
Oh, jeez.
I would like... Freddie Mercury... Believe it or not, and this is going to really date me, Dick Van Dyke, one of my favorite actors, and...
What character, though? Fictional character from Mary Poppins?
Oh, what? Fictional character?
Or Rob Petrie?
Rob Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
All right.
And Jerry Van Dyke as Luther from Coach.
Oh, how fantastic would that be? I'd love that.
Maybe. Two brothers together at my supper table. With Freddie Mercury.
With Freddie Mercury. That's
with a hard on during the whole thing, I guess.
Oh,
Van Dyke
man.
Brothers, you know.
Wow.
Perfect.
Wow.
It doesn't get that much better for me.
That's a fantastic dinner.
Thanks. Dick Van Dyke, Jerry Van Dyke, Freddie Mercury. Male sex if it comes on the table.
Oh, my goodness.
And me.
Oh, my goodness. What's the geekiest item that you own?
The geekiest item would probably be...
Do you still own your Punisher comics from the 80s?
Oh, yeah, I've got comics, but I wouldn't call them necessarily geeky. I'm going to have to say... Probably... know if it's geeky, but it's wimpy.
Sure, what do you got?
I've got a stuffed St. Bernard body pillow named Fred. How's that?
All right. That's a different answer than I was expecting, but that's fine. Okay. And the last question I can remember off the Geek Survey, if you could time travel anywhere, where would you go?
I would go back to 1984.
Okay.
That was the time that I met all of my current friends and had all my family together, and I could probably do some stuff over. That's what I did.
That's cool. Good answer. Well, it was great having you on the show finally. I'd love to get you on sometime, do some reviews of movies and even old
movies. I would love
that.
Something that, you know, is... I was a little on the spot. My answers were stupid. That's okay.
No, but... they're fine. But we even review old movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, but nobody knew about my body pillow that was the St. Bernard named Fred until tonight, so...
Well, I can edit that part out anyway.
You might want to do that.
All right,
but no, I look forward to making another appearance, and I wish everybody the best, and I thank you for following, and I hope to see you next time.
All right, thanks, man. That's how you do the Geek Survey, so thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.